Yeah, it's all over here. You're quite right, Owen. And another victory for Donegal. 2 points in the end. Rather nerve-wracking finish. Remember, it was 2 points between the sides at half-time. Donegal led by a goal and 12 points to 2-7. But certainly, and they opened up a six-point lead at one stage in the second half. But Sligo, of course, bidding for the first ever win in Division 2B, certainly put on a big resistance. Donegal had started the game well after giving away an early goal and to Gerard O'Kelly Lynch, the chief marksman for Sligo, but they came back into it, and in actual fact they led at one stage as Richie Ryan, Gerard Gilmore, Ryan again, and Ronan McDermott all knocked over points. Donegal led 1-4 to a goal after just 6 minutes, and they were certainly 1-4 to 1-2 up. Sligo came back into it with a goal from the right half forward, Michael Munnerly, after a brilliant save from Liam White. But Donegal finished the half strong again, and David Flynn, Conor O'Grady, Ronan McDermott twice, and Flynn again, along with Declan Coulter and Sean McVeigh, added points as Donegal went in 1-12 to 2-7, and really they came out and set the tone at the start of the second half with 6 quick points to take a commanding 6-point lead. But then Sligo were reduced to 14 men when their midfielder, the number 9 Pádraig Foley, was red carded for an off the ball offence, and Donegal really piled on the pressure. They had to stretch their lead out to 6 points, but then Sligo came strong in the closing minutes. Donegal lost a little bit of their shape. They also were reduced to 14 men in the closing minutes when Declan Coulter, for a wild swing on O'Kelly Lynch, received a straight red card. But victory in the end, 119 to 2, 119 it finished, 119 to 214. That's how it ended, just a 2-point game here, and a victory for Donegal. And I suppose Colin Brannock has been with us all afternoon. You'll be happy enough with the result. What about the performance, Colin?
Listen, the result is all important in this division. The performance, it kind of died in us a little bit. Really, after the Sligo sending off, it seemed that the Donegal hurling team and myself seemed to think that a victory was imminent. It's a dangerous place to be. Sligo got back into it. Like you said, their chief marksman, Gerard O'Kelly Lynch, he had 1-6, he scored 6 frees. The discipline kind of went from the Donegal kind of midfield area, and it allowed Sligo to creep back into it free after free after free. And do you know what?
And Sligo missed quite a few frees as well.
And they missed quite a few frees. And don't forget, Sligo ended up with 11 wides at the end. But I must put my hats off to the Donegal captain, Ronan McDermott. Not only had he a great game himself, and he ended up with 1-3, but he was the fella that for the last three or five minutes, when the things were just going a little bit astray, he was the man who was getting on ball. He was the man kind of looking. And at the very, very end, he was the man too who won the free that Davin Flynn put over at the very end to kind of kill off the Sligo challenge. Look, it wasn't a fantastic performance, but in this division, in this kind of weather, That what's all important here is the 2 points for Donegal, and I do think that Mickey McCann and the Donegal lads will be very, very happy leaving here with those 2 points.
Yeah, so there's the voice of Colin Brannock. We thank him for being with us all afternoon. Successful the trip out for Donegal. That's 2 wins now from 2 games in Division 2B of the Alliance Hurling League, and all of a sudden, maybe they're looking up rather than looking over their shoulders. Final score here in Markovic Park, Donegal a goal of 19, Sligo 2-14.